So obviously an interesting weekend in the weather department, that is for sure. Let us consider what might come from above with the help of the Jesus and Mary chain. That's right. Under the April sky, just about anything can happen. But we're not here to criticize the month. We're here to praise it and all the chances to get out and enjoy the eventually warming weather. Lots and lots of arts events are coming in the weeks ahead, and we get a chance to hear about them in this month's edition of our First Friday Arts segment. First Friday Art Walks come to Eugene and Ashland and Grants Pass, among other places. We join the party by inviting arts organizations, big and small, to call us and boost events in the coming weeks. Join the party. Add to the list. Well, when we have a phone line open, which we don't at the moment. So write this down because you'll need it in about 2 minutes. 800-838-3760. Start things off. Here's Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome to The Exchange.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you once again for doing this. We really appreciate it, especially during your fun drive, which Shepherd's Dream is whom I represent. And we are bringing in Sylvia Trujillo, an artist that has been painting for the last, I guess, 30 years, an art teacher. She says that she lives, breathes, and sleeps art. She's a landscape artist and an oil painter that's pretty well known in the area. And joining her once again is Daniel Sperry, and he's the celloist that we had last month. I think you have a little snippet of his work, don't you?
We did. I couldn't find it again, but Daniel is a good cellist, and so we'll have to go on faith on that one. We've had him in the studio before.
Oh, geez. You know why you said celloist? Oh, my goodness. Well, Shepherd's Dream, as you know, is the store that has moved up to Main Street. We're right next door to Martoli's Pizza, and we do frequent them as well, and we hope that you'll come by because we do have a really festive atmosphere. I just wanted to also do a quick plug. We are also one of the 17 participants at the Taste of Ashland. So we will have Rogue Creamery, Lilybell Farms, and Bella Fiore, and that is the 28th and the 29th of this month. I also have some musicians coming in, and they will be riding the trolley to be real festive with the participants that are going to be riding around Ashland, having a good time doing their wine tasting.
Okay, so a twofer from Shepherd's Dream, all the usual stuff going on at Shepherd's Dream, and then the 28th, 29th, the Taste of Ashland.
Yes, sir, and we're real excited about it. We hope some of the people from the radio station will have a little time to get by. We'd be glad to serve you a little taste.
Sounds like fun. Thanks for that, Teresa. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That opens up a phone line at 800-838-3760. Elias on line four. Don't know what town or organization. Talk about it.
Hey there. It's Elias.
Elias okay.
Alexander. And thanks so much for taking my call here. I am calling about a concert that I am doing later on in this month. The show is called Born Outside. It's a new cycle of songs that I've written, and it's at the Havara, which is 185 North Mountain Avenue in Ashland, Havara Synagogue. The show is going to feature some amazing local musicians who I can't wait to play with. Matthew Kremelman on drums, Paul Turnipseed on guitar, A.D. Bell singing and on keys, and Sabrina Valenzuela singing as well, and Barrett Baxter playing bass. In the past, I've come to town a few times. I'm from Ashland originally. I've moved to the East Coast to pursue music, and I've come through Ashland a few times with different bands playing mostly traditional Celtic music, but this is a new thing. It's different. It's not within the Celtic genre. It's new songs that I've written. They're kind of funky, ranging from folk to soul, I'm just really excited about the show.
And what's the date again?
It's April 22nd.
April 22nd. What time?
April 22nd, 7:30 p.m.
7:30 at the Havara Shir Hadash in Ashland?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good to hear from you, Elias.
Thank you so much.
All right, take it easy. Let us offer another phone line available now at 800-838-3760 on our First Friday Arts segment. Here is Dave from Southern Oregon Swing. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hi, what you got going on?
So Southern Oregon Swing, also known as So Swing, is having our once-a-year convention at the Ashland Hills Hotels and Suites. It's the last weekend of the month. Starts on the 27th, goes through the 29th, and we are offering free dancing for all our new beginning dancers. So we want to spread the word about how fun and amazing this dance is. So dancing all weekend long, people coming in from all over the place. We've got people coming as far away from Washington, D.C., and Texas, and, of course, all up and down the coast here to join us. So it should be a really fun time. And, again, free dance lessons. So it's a free beginner track, and the first one starts on the 28th, which is a Saturday at 3 p.m. There's one at 5 p.m. There's a couple more on the Sunday, which is the 29th, 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
If people are interested, Dave, if people are interested enough in swing dance but don't necessarily want to do the classes, can they just come out and watch at the convention?
We have spectator passes available all weekend, and that's not a bad idea if you don't want to actually get your feet moving. There's competitions, there's shows, workshops. It's really fun, and absolutely everybody is welcome, and it's going to be our best one yet ever. We have a lot of great response. And our website is soswingdance.com.
Soswingdance.com. Okay, everything right there. We'll make sure we link to that, too, from the First Friday Arts blurb on the web. Thanks for joining us, Dave. Good to hear about it.
Thank you.
Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open now at 800-838-3760 as we move on to talk to Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony.
Hello, and in two weekends from now, on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the Rogue Valley Symphony Anniversary Season Finale. So if you haven't experienced your local symphony lately, this is the concert to come here. The orchestra will be performing one of the biggest, most celebratory symphonies of all time, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So we will be joined by four amazing, nationally recognized vocal soloists and a 100-person chorus of singers from the Rogue Valley Chorale and the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers.
Wow, 100 voices in addition to the four principals?
Exactly.
Wow, and we do, exactly. You know, for the folks who know Beethoven, this is the RV Symphony clip, Waleed, but so the Beethoven's Ninth, the Ode to Joy part, everybody knows, but there are other parts like this one that sounds a bit more like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. RV Symphony. So that is actually also part of Beethoven's Ninth. So a lot going on there. I mean, the whole crew is on stage for well more than an hour for the entire symphony, isn't it?
Exactly. And in addition, I mean, not that Beethoven's Ninth needs more,
right.
But in addition, we have a really special world premiere of our local composer, Ethan Gans Morse. And he has written a wonderful symphonic poem honoring the native wisdom of our local Southern Oregon Native Americans. His piece features poetry by Tiziana Della Rovere and also the Native American performance group Dancing Spirit, led by Brent Florendo. So it is just a spectacular event from top to bottom. Performances will be in Medford at the Criterion Theater on both Friday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. And then also on Sunday, April 22nd at 3 p.m. in Grants Pass at the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. There is no Ashland performance for the series because we are simply too big to fit on that SOU stage.
When you mentioned 100 vocalists, I knew immediately you wouldn't fit in the music recital hall.
Uh-huh.
All so, right, so 420 and 421 in Medford and 422 in Grants Pass?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
and we are selling out for all three performances, so call really soon to get your tickets at 541-708-6400, or you can visit our website, rvsymphony.org. And while you're there, you can check out our 2018-19 season, which has been announced and is available to view. And new subscription sales will begin on April 23rd, and single ticket sales begin on June 4th.
All right, sounds great. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the Rogue Valley Symphony concerts coming up.
Thank you.
This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and that opens up another phone line at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Hi, Val.
Hi. Happy April.
Happy April to you. What's going on?
Well, a Million Dollar Quartet is still playing until April 15th, but sadly, we sold out a Million Dollar Quartet about a month ago for the entire run of the show. So we do have waiting lists, but we have about 300 people on the waiting list. So I would say instead of trying to see Million Dollar Quartet that you come see our next show, which is called Once the Musical. And it's based off the movie of the same name, Once, which did very, very well in theaters. It's about a musician in Dublin who is basically had a breakup and meets a woman who begins to believe in his music again. And in 2012, it won 6 Tony Awards. It has 12 actors who all play their own instruments, multiple instruments, all of them. And it is some of the most beautiful, life-changing music I think I've ever encountered. We started rehearsals yesterday, and I started crying during rehearsal.
Wow. that's a good first rehearsal. Although, you know, people cry for different reasons, obviously.
Absolutely. The music was so beautiful, and it was so exciting to hear them all playing their instruments together.
And since you did start rehearsing, you did send a hand a clip of the Broadway show. So here's a clip of the song Gold from Once.
I was born with a silver spoon, and I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be free.
Is this a fairly typical Broadway treatment where some of the songs in the movie are in there, but additional ones as well?
A lot of the songs in the movie are in there, and yes, additional ones. And it's not a musical like you think of a, you know, Broadway pop musical. It's a lot of, as you can hear, country and folk and Irish, kind of even some rock and pop, folk rock music. So it's a lot of beautiful, beautifully scored music with lots of string instruments and banjos and guitars and cello and violin. So I'm very excited. We open on April 26th and we run all the way through July 1st. Opening weekend is almost sold out already.
Wow.
So call ahead, 541-488-2902, or you can go to our website at OregonCabaret.com.
OregonCabaret.com. I have to say, I mean, this is two shows in a row where you have to get very talented, I mean, highly talented people who not only can sing and dance, but also can play the instruments.
Extremely talented. 90% of our cast is from out of town, a lot from New York, some from Virginia, California, like lots of different places. But yes, it's very specialized because you have to act, you have to sing, and you have to play multiple instruments.
Wow.
For this
That's
show.
Amazing. Okay, yeah. So Once opening on April 26th at the Oregon
Great.
Cabaret.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Good to talk to you. News Zone Gallery in Eugene is up next. Here's Steve on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and big hello from your neighbors in the north in Eugene at the News Zone Gallery. We're located at 220 West 8th. At the former liquor store location. So now we're the only place to get a decent drink for your eyes. During the month of April, we are having our opening reception tonight for the first Friday. We have our featured artist, Demetra Callums. She is a watercolorist. She does nudes, landscapes, still lifes, very nice work, kind of large. Also in the Klausmeier room, which is our side gallery, we'll have Scott Kuzak. He is a copper artist that uses wood, so they're kind of like two-dimensional pieces, very nicely framed in maple and walnut, and these copper pieces are sort of hammered out into different designs. He sells a lot of his work up in Portland for a premium price. He is going to have a clearance sale in our Klausmeier Room Gallery, and price is about half price of what we would sell him for up in Portland, sometimes even more. So we'll have our opening reception tonight at 5:30, again at 220 West 8th. Also, in the middle of the month, we have a fundraiser. We are a new nonprofit gallery, and we'll have a fundraiser on the weekend of the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 20th through the 22nd. This is, we call a yard sale, small y, big A-R-T, yard sale.
Oh, for art, yeah.
Yeah, basically, it's like a yard sale where the members, we have about 65 members, and we are a nonprofit gallery, and they'll bring in household goods and stuff and art supplies and stuff, and we'll just set up like a big yard sale inside the gallery. This is about the 10th year we've done it, and we also ask for the general public, if they would like to donate some items, household goods, to bring them on by on the 19th or during the weekend of the sale to keep the sale fresh with new items and stuff like that. I also like to say a big thank you for Ninkasi for supplying beverages for our first Fridays for the past 10 years. So I want to thank them for their partnership. And I also want to wish you luck on your springtime fundraiser, too.
Oh, thank you very kindly. That's very nice of you, Steve. Appreciate that.
And we're located at www.newzonegallery.org.
In the liquor store, the old liquor store. Can't miss it.
The old liquor store, 8th and Charlton.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Let's go to the Grants Pass Museum of Arts joins us now on First Friday Arts on the Exchange. Hi.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's nice talking to you.
Same here. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh, so much. Today we open with the most fantastic exhibit. Jenny Ward from California is a ceramic sculptress, and she has created 6 installations in the museum, and they're absolutely amazing. They're as if you were in a garden and you're looking at something that you would put in your garden or on your garden wall or in your living room. I mean, it's unbelievable. And if you want to see more of it, you can come where we're open from Tuesday to Saturday from 10 to 5. And tonight, because it's First Friday, we're open from 5 to 9. She will be there, so it's a really exciting opportunity. She derives most of her inspiration from nature. So she'll see a pod, and she'll say, I wonder if I, or she'll see, she's got one whole installation called Umbra, and the inspiration was flowers that are like umbrellas, and it's yellow. So it would be as if you were following the yellow brick road through a garden. I mean, it's just amazing.
Sounds
so
fun.
I really highly recommend, and we're free to the public. Our general admission is free always. We're upstairs, and in addition, the museum doesn't just have art exhibits. We have music now, and on the 20th, we have Irene Espiritu, who's a California folk singer, actually, with a Latin jazz flair. And then on the 27th, we have Sarah and Kenny. Sarah's from Italy, and Kenny's from Wisconsin, and they're going to be performing, so that's fun. On next Friday, it's our poetry night, which is 8 years old now. We call it Second Friday Poetry. And you can just come and watch, or you can come and talk about your poems, or you can read a poem. And the theme, the optional theme, if you want to do it, is river travel.
River travel, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all kinds of fun stuff at the Grants Pass Museum of Arts.
Yeah, and then we do classes. Every Saturday from now on, we'll be having an adult class, and you can find out more about them on the website. The address on the website is gpmuseum.com.
gpmuseum.com, okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes it easy. Great. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You betcha. 5 minutes left here on First Friday Arts, and here is Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. I'd like to first ask everybody who's listening, if you are not a member, become one today.
And Mike knows from where he speaks because he actually put his pledge in yesterday. I saw that. Thanks so much for getting yours in.
Sure thing. Well, we have one more announcement coming up. It is next Thursday, April 12th, we will be unveiling the remaining shows for the Brit Music and Arts Festival season. So we're really excited at this point. And that's what I've got to tell you at this stage. It's at 6 o'clock. We'll be doing an announcement at a big private party, but we'll also be releasing all those on our website at britfest.org at the same time. So everybody can find out right away or check your newspaper because we'll be sharing that with them.
Now, general public sales actually start today, don't they?
They do. General public sales for announcement number 2 start today. So there are a few shows that are already available to be purchased. And then at 10 o'clock this morning, the rest of them will come together. If you'd like, I can list off all those shows real quickly here.
It has to be real quick, but go ahead.
Yep. Ziggy Marley, Michael Franti again, Violent Femmes, Chris Isaac, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, Primus and Mastodon, Trampled by Turtles, Straight No Chaser, The Happy Together Tour, which is just really fun, Father John Misty, Revolution with their Free Reign Summer Tour, Dispatch with Naco and Medicine for the People, and the last one that I have to talk about, Voodoo Throwdown with Trombone Shorty. It's just going to be an exciting summer. That's what we've got out there now. Just wait till next week.
Next week. And what is the day again? Next Tuesday?
It is April 12th, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, announcement day. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you as always.
Yeah, you too, Jeff.
All right. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Dan Hauser from Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Exchange once again.
Hey, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, just really quickly, we're opening the show tonight. It's a spotlight performance, which is kind of a tribute to legends in music. This show is a spotlight on Tina and Janis. It's Tina Turner and Janis Joplin, starring Jade Chavez as Tina Turner and Kristen Calvin as Janis Joplin. Tremendous singers, these women.
They
are
really
just
are, yes.
Very,
yeah, I've seen them both, worked
powerful
with one of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is, you know, well before the Me Too movement, these two women legends were phenomenal. I mean, Tina Turner survived a lot of abuse and domestic violence issues and became just a huge star on her own right. And also Janis was, you know, definitely shortened in her career, but what a tremendous voice and career they had as well. Again, it's a spotlight on Tina and Janis, opening tonight. It runs for the next 3 weeks through the 22nd.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika, you're up on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey. Sorry, I had trouble getting through on my landline. LA's Liberty Arts opening tonight from 5 to 7 is a show featuring six artists now residing in Siskiyou County who find themselves to be oddly regional. So that's the name of the show.
Oddly regional?
Oddly regional, yes. Together they share a passionate commitment to art, but they rarely agree on what that entails, so they often admonish as well as admire each other's work. We have works from Eloise Larson, who celebrates the passing of living things. They're showing beautiful paintings, such as her beloved aunt, who made it to 101 years, and a squirrel found on the road. Yep, you guessed it. And Kathy Valentine has produced an intriguing series of abstract encaustic paintings. That's art produced by layers of wax. And Kim Presley, our gallery president, has devised a walkthrough passage involving a wall of children's alphabet blocks and a floor-laid quilt, portraying the unraveling of American values and discourse and hopes for more civil ways to voice our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Oliver enjoys the ambiguity in making art and believing that artists create problems for themselves to solve, and so his large comical paintings and 3D pieces reflect that.
Barbara, I need to cut the description short just a little bit,
okay,
because we're getting,
sure,
a little short of time. So when, mm-hmm, is the big question for stuff at the,
okay,
Liberty Arts?
It is tonight from 5 till 7,
mm-hmm,
and the show runs from tonight till May 11th, 108 West Minor, and there is an artist discussion event April 21st, 2 to 4 p.m.
All right, sounds great. Liberty Arts in Wairika, and that's,
yes,
Barbara talking. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the
Jefferson
Exchange.
Jeffrey.
You bet. So all kinds of great stuff coming to the region. We heard from Shepherd's Dream, Elias Alexander, Southern Oregon Swing, Rogue Valley Symphony, Oregon Cabaret, New Zone Gallery, Grants Pass Museum of Art, Brit Festivals, Camelot Theater and Talent, and Liberty Arts.